Hello, I'm Vontone Quinlevin, CEO of Futuro Health, welcoming you to Workforce RX, where I interview leaders and innovators for insights into creating a future-ready workforce. Today, we turn our attention to the challenges and opportunities facing one of the fastest-growing age groups in the workforce, mid-career and older employees. We'll be discussing some new research on that issue, exploring how workforce development programs can evolve to meet the needs of this important demographic. And today here with us is Annika Hevener, Vice President of Innovation and Investments at the SCAN Foundation, an independent public charity focused on solutions to help every adult age well, especially those from historically marginalized communities. Through her work with the SCAN Foundation, Annika is tackling the financial challenges that affect the health and well-being of older adults through expanding quality employment opportunities. Thank you very much for joining us today, Annika.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Bon.
Well, we're delighted to pepper you with questions. As I mentioned, older workers represent one of the fastest growing segments of the labor force. What are the underlying factors driving this growth?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, the shifts in the workplace dynamics are really astounding right now. The labor force of people that are 50 and older has grown four times faster than the U.S. average. In 2023, nearly one in five Americans aged 65 plus were employed, which is double the rate from 35 years ago, according to Pew Research. And so what's underlying all this? The key driver of growth that we're seeing is an increase in financial insecurity for older adults. Nearly half of adults age 55 to 66 have no retirement savings. And that's just really hard to wrap my head around sometimes as I work in this space on a daily basis, that nearly half of adults age 55 to 66 have no retirement savings. And so for us at the SCAN Foundation, we are really trying to dig into this and understand this further. We partnered with the Aspen Institute to research the saving patterns of older adults and looking at some of the tools that they could use to better supplement, like emergency savings solutions. And what we found is that half of older adults lack sufficient savings to protect from financial shocks. There just aren't enough solutions out there to help older adults grow their liquid savings. And for the solutions that do exist, Vaughn, they are tied to the workplace. And really, not everybody has access to workplace-based accounts. So there's really an opportunity to design a wider range of well-designed emergency savings tools that meet the financial needs of older adults to protect them from financial shocks. But beyond retirement savings, many older adults need to stay employed because Social Security alone doesn't cover their expenses. The myth is that Social Security will be a catch-all, and roughly half of older adults rely on Social Security as their primary income source, and a quarter rely more than 90% of it for their income. And so at the SCAN Foundation, with our focus on really thinking about how health and social well-being of marginalized older adults is at our core, we recognize that older adults need to be able to generate income later in life to be able to access and afford care. And so we champion workforce development and quality jobs for older adults that are seeking work.
Well, that's such a helpful context and startling, eye-opening statistics, Annika. And so as you talk about the financial insecurity of older adults and the need to stay employed, how can workforce development initiatives play into that? And how should they be structured such that they can be supportive of older adults?
Yeah, there's certainly more to be done on the workforce development side when it comes to initiatives that are supporting older adults. Vaughn, I'm sure you can relate to this, that a lot of the workforce development programs have historically focused on younger populations, even though older adults face significant challenges when it comes to employment. In California alone, which is where the SCAN Foundation is based, only 10% of employee training panels, ETP dollars, go towards training adults age 55 plus across the state. And of that, only 5% of job placement and 11% of training enrollments are made for olders 55 plus. And so I want to credit our great partners at Advantage LA and Mayor Karen Bass's office for the work that's underway in employing, retaining, and advancing older works across Los Angeles. There's a really great initiative underway there to improve our workforce development efforts. That being said, there's no hiding it. In today's environment, the job market is really tough on everyone, and older adults from historically marginalized communities are facing even steeper barriers, like discrimination or access to resources like reskilling programs or tech training. It's disproportionately difficult for an older adult to regain employment. Our longtime partner, AARP, did a study on adults age 40 years and over working full-time or part-time or unemployed but looking for work, retired and working, or even retired and looking for work. They talked to a lot of older adults. And of their work, they found that a third of older adults think it is likely that they will lose their job within a year, primarily because of a weak economy. And among those who are really lacking confidence, they flagged that finding a job within 3 months was going to be difficult because of age discrimination. And so we see this barrier not only in workforce development programs, but in ageism in the workplace. And so we are funding some exciting new work to support older adults in getting fully remote and full-time workforce development training in partnership with the organization Generation USA. Our particular work in the Appalachia region focuses on a mentorship program, paid micro-internship opportunities, and connecting with employers for full-time and remote placement, specifically in the tech sales industry. We see that as a viable and long-term opportunity for older adult workers. That being said, that's just one initiative we're supporting. We continually champion that workforce development programs need to be more inclusive. And there's three things that we would encourage employers, but also other workforce development programs to keep in mind. One, expanding their focus to include older adults. Two, be mindful of the barriers to entry, that a lot of these programs need to provide accessible training and virtual options for rural workers or wraparound support services like transportation. And finally, that they partner with employers to promote age-inclusive hiring practices. This includes showcasing benefits of hiring older workers. They are really added value in partnership and mentorship and having a lot of expertise. And it improves internal turnover rates and improves knowledge sharing within the institution. So part of our mission is to get the word out about the value of the older adult worker, but also make sure that the important workforce development programs are being inclusive of them and serving them as well.
And so, Annika, I was wondering, it's not just a matter, like you've laid out, it's not just a matter of getting more funding into this population and supporting, for example, wages or workforce development program. Aren't there also some perceptions in terms of older adults and technology? And what about AI? How is that going to impact this population? What are your thoughts?
Naturally, we can't have a conversation or a podcast without talking about AI. It is definitely a huge influence on the way we are seeing the labor force change. And while there's a lot of hype and excitement around AI, we also need to gut check what it is really doing to the labor markets. And so I'd like to zoom out for a minute to answer your question by just starting to think about what is the role of technology in the labor force and really what is the value of AI to an employer. It provides greater throughput, greater productivity. And of course, there's this feeling like we're all going to be able to do so much more. But there's this belief that new tech will not generate greater throughput and greater productivity for older adult workers. And this is ageism in the workplace at its finest. And we really feel like this bias is already coming to bear, even though AI in the workplace is still relatively new. The SCAN Foundation and Google.org, we recently co-funded research with our partner, Generation.org, to explore this topic. What Generation found is that despite the potential benefits of AI to older workers, like increasing that productivity, employers continue to show a strong preference for younger candidates in hiring roles that leverage AI. In the U.S. alone, 90% of hiring managers that we engaged were inclined to consider candidates over 35 for AI roles compared to only 32% for those over 60. This bias overlooks the valuable combination of experience from older professionals and AI proficiency that older adults can develop and will offer. And while this research did only find that 15% of older workers age 45 to 65 plus are currently using AI in the workplace, of those that have adopted AI tools, they're relatively self-taught and considered what we would call a power user, and that they're using AI daily. So for us, the bottom line here is that while current adoption rates are low, older workers have embraced AI and are doing so independently and actively using it to enhance their work. Employers need to acknowledge and value those workers. Employers also need to help unlock the value of AI for their employees. Employer and workforce development initiatives can counteract this ageism trend by providing more inclusive training for AI tools and digital skills and making sure that the ageist hiring practices that I referenced, while they have always existed, there is a real risk for AI to exacerbate this problem. And being mindful and getting the education and the word out that this is an increasing trend is part of our daily work at the SCAN Foundation.
Annika, you've laid out a possible future of work, which is one where ageism and discrimination or non-inclusiveness is rampant. But there are other futures of work that you'd like to envision. And so I would love for you to just lay out, like, if you had the magic wand, what would be the future of work that you would like to see happen?
Yeah, I mean, I delight to find that magic wand, Vaughn. So if you see one lying around. But the ideal future of work that we talk about and envision at the SCAN Foundation is where older adults have the opportunity to participate in adaptable intergenerational workplaces that value lifelong learning. And so for this, employers need to embrace age-diverse teams, which we already know are proven to enhance productivity and innovation. And also that we need employers to uphold the value of experience. Older workers play a critical role in transferring institutional knowledge and training younger colleagues. That all being said, it's definitely the ideal because right now that ideal feels really out of reach. And when you look at the realities of the workforce, we look at top talent as those who grind versus get out there and explore and continue learning. We look to shortcut versus develop talent. And we also look to replace talent rather than enhance and retrain. And so we also aren't naive to the pressures of running a business, the push for revenue, the push for growth. The challenge for the American workforce is to reap the productivity of the older adult population versus replace it or ignore it. We know that AI can supplement. We know that workforce development programs should evolve to include digital and AI skill building tailored to older workers. But we also need to strengthen mentorship programs. And we firmly believe that those three things can help increase the ROI and development of any organization.
You mentioned the SCAN Foundation's work in Appalachia and in Los Angeles. Are there any other examples that you'd like to share on programs that are in place to help older adults remain competitive?
Yeah, I would love for there to be far more than the few that I've rattled off today. Part of the role of the SCAN Foundation is seeding those emerging opportunities and emerging investments. In addition to having a grant-making and philanthropic capability, our organization has an impact investing capability as well. And so part of the investments that we've pursued this year, like Jobs for the Future, they have their venture team has a second fund that they raised this year, in addition to our partnership with an organization called Resilience VC, a venture capital fund that focuses on financial security issues for marginalized communities. We're looking at how we can support leveraging investment dollars and venture capital to create new companies, new initiatives that are focused on that ideal state I described earlier, where we see more adaptable, intergenerational working environments that are inclusive of older adults.
These sound like great creative strategies. So appreciate SCAN Foundation putting the spotlight on this issue. I want to close by just inviting you to have any comments or imparting words to the audience who are listening in.
I know it's the start to 2025 and it's a bright, shiny new year, but I do want to elevate to this audience just the persistent ageism that is facing the American worker right now. 78% of workers age 50 plus report that they're experiencing and observing age discrimination and that many are feeling that they need to be forced out of the workforce. I think this year we can see the real potential of creating more inclusive workforces that create greater profitability, but also a greater sense of belonging. And older adults are going to be a key component to doing that.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today, Annika, and sharing the results of your various studies, but also putting some sunshine on this issue that is faced by our communities. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Vaughn.
Absolutely. I'm Vontone Quinlevin with Futura Health. Thanks for checking out this episode of Workforce RX. I hope you will join us again as we continue to explore how to create a future-focused workforce in America.